This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. There's a new imam at the Islamic Center of Cleveland. That's only of interest to us here because the imam in question is Islam Hassan, who led the Islamic Society of Vermont in Colchester, serving as imam for the growing Islamic community here for several years. Recently, I spoke with Taysir Al-Khatib, president of the Islamic Society, about the community's search for a new imam and the impact Imam Hassan had here. Al-Khatib says Hassan's decision to leave was a surprise for the community.
Well, it was really a shocker because, Imam Islam was with us for the last 6 years. Okay, before we didn't have an imam. So we finally found Imam Islam, and he was excellent in everything he did. It was a big vacuum when he left. It is hard for us, but, we've been filling for the imam. Myself, I did. Also, we have another person, Mahmoud Hayat, was filling for the imam during the Friday sermon. But it's not easy, Plus, we're going to lose the lectures and the interfaith with the other religion, what we are very close to, the Christians and the Jewish, with the synagogue. We are very close knit with the other interfaith. So it was really hard.
This imam, Hassan, who just left, was your first full-time imam, right? And you and others had done some of the sermons prior to his arrival?
We have done, yes. We are. So what we do is we buy books and we read it. And then, we try to get good at it. But we're not as good as Imam Islam. So we try to do the best because Friday we have to have the sermon. There is no getting out of this one. So in this case, what we do is we read and we prepare for it, and it's hard. It's something we have to do until we get the imam.
So what is the process like for hiring a new imam?
That's a good question. First of all, we formed what we call it an imam committee. So we sit down, we write down things, what we really were looking for. So some of the stuff we were looking for, experience. At minimum, we're looking at 1 year, maybe five. Whatever, the more experience, the better for us.
But that's not a lot of experience necessarily that you're looking for. You're not looking for a seasoned imam necessarily.
Not necessarily. We're even looking for a beginner of imam as well, because when Islam came in, he was a beginner of imam. He really grew with us. We're okay with that. We like him to have a fluent in English and Arabic. Arabic is very, very important. And the reason I'm saying this, because the Quran written is in Arabic. There is a translation of the English of the Quran, but it loses some of the meaning, of the really the beef in there, the meaning. The other thing is we want an imam who can memorize the 30 chapters of the Quran. Not necessarily the 30, but if he can memorize the 30, will be wonderful. The reason behind it, in Ramadan, we have to read every night. The imam has to recite a chapter, and that's 30 chapter, and sometimes a little over a chapter, because sometimes Ramadan 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days. So in this case, by the end of that 29 or 30 days, he has to really do the ceremony for the close of the 30 chapters. And that's really important. The other thing, we have four school of thoughts in Islam, we call them. So he has to be really understand those because, we have a diverse community. We have people from everywhere. So it's like United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we have to make sure the imam is for everybody.
But those are four schools of thought within the Sunni practice, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The Shia is something separate. That need a different...
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But we are, we are the Sunni. The majority of Muslims are the Sunni Muslims. But also, the Friday sermon. The Friday sermon is the most important job the imam can do because he has the most community coming at that day. Most people come in on Friday, and it has to be within half an hour. So he has to really make sure he gets his word out and people, pick a different subject which touches the people. Also teach Quran to the young children, to the youth. So eventually we will have an imam who can memorize the Quran, so who can eventually lead the community.
Have you picked out any children yet who you think
we
maybe
have some
future
children
imams?
Who are, yeah, we do. We have some very good candidates, but it takes time.
Yeah.
You also have to understand the history of the Prophet. You know, there are really a lot of books about, they call it Sirat al-Nabi, which is the way the Prophet lived and the way the Prophet conducted his affairs. The other thing is the counseling. So counseling is very important because, you know, you have sometimes dispute between a husband and a wife, and they usually come to the imam for counseling or whatever advice he can share with the couple. The other thing we were talked about earlier is fundraising. Fundraising is an art to me.
Mm-hmm.
How to really fundraise, is not everybody can do that. But there is a way Islam used to do it, and it was wonderful. We used to really collect a lot of money. You have to have that kind of skills to know how to really conduct a fundraising. Also, an imam can do, we have a weekly lecture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every Friday we can do the weekly lecture. It'll pick up a subject, continue with it, you know, every week to teach the community about different aspects of the religion.
So sounds like it might be a tall order in Vermont, which, you know, compared to many other places, has a relatively small Muslim population and is a very rural state. And I imagine might be a little bit of a difficult draw.
Yeah, well, the thing is, so far I have received a little over 10 resumes. And I'm looking through those resumes, and I'm seeing whatever I just discuss it with you, it's in there.
Mm.
So I'm looking for certain things. Yes, there are beginners, which is we can really work with. There's always somebody who have a PhD and a master's degree, and so we might get in the middle. I'm not saying we're not going to get the PhD or the, you know, but we get somebody. We're also willing to get somebody who's, you know, grow with us, so we can do that as well.
So you're confident you don't have to pull teeth to get somebody to come to Vermont?
I spoke with most of them on the phone, and I told them, you know, Vermont tend to be a little cold in the weather side, but it's beautiful in the summer. So I kind of sell that. So hopefully they said, well, we're willing to try. So actually the process, let's say if we, how we going to start this? We'll have him come up, put him in a hotel for 3 days and do the Friday sermon and have the Friday lecture, and he have to contact with people and see how they really, is it fit for him and fit for us? It works both ways. And if that's the deal, we'll have him a temporary for a month or two, see how he likes the weather, how he likes the atmosphere around him. And if that's good, it'll be a go, you know.
You mentioned that there are some young people who are memorizing the Quran, who are really coming along in their religious education. You do see a time when you might be able to have an imam come right out of the Islamic Center of Vermont?
It happens. I was in New York, too, and we started a mosque back in New York as well. And there are some who really come up to speed, and they were sent to 4 years or 5 years, you know, to go either to Al-Azhar in Cairo or in New York. They are some university we can you can learn and then come back to lead the prayer. Actually, in Ramadan, Islam has picked 3 or 4 young ones who are led the prayers and memorized small surahs, and they were like from 8 years old to 12. They were leading the whole congregation for the prayers.
There's been a lot of growth for the Islamic Society of Vermont. How would you characterize how it's changed over the 20 years of its existence?
Well, I think with the immigration from Sudan and Somalis and Syria and Iraq, actually the majority were Bosnians, so it kind of increased. And a lot of people here, Vermont is a safe place to be. So that drew a lot of people in here. And I'm one of the founders. We were 5 people starting that thing back in 93. Now we are, I'll bet, like around 3,000, I'm including children, women, and men together, you know, the population are really increasing. That's why we bought the rest of the building to accommodate for that growth.
You also mentioned that there are four schools of thought. Are you at the point, are you large enough where it might make sense to have a couple different mosques in Chittenden County where people who practice one form or another would be able to, you know, sort of split off? Are you at that size yet?
Oh, no, we're not. I mean, there's not a lot of differences in those school of thoughts. Mm. It's not like they are four different religions.
Right.
It's one religion, but maybe the way we pray, a little different from one school of thought to the other. It doesn't divide us, but it just increase our knowledge, actually.
Well, this was wonderful. Thank you very much for talking with me, and good luck in the process.
Thank you very much, and you take care.
That was Taysir Al-Khatib, president of the Islamic Society of Vermont, talking about the community's search for a new imam.